military-industrial complex, big tech in a lot of ways. It was born out of that. We also was the architect of our education system that is destroying our children. He was behind the medical-industrial complex and big pharma. He's behind the manipulation of oil and gas, and his name is David Rockefeller. And what I want you to know about the media is the media didn't become fake news media anytime recently, because back in 1994, when David Rockefeller did his autobiography lap of being claiming he's basically the anointed king of America, you know, we can go back to 1912 and talk about when the robber barons stole our country. But this guy doesn't hide it. But if you want to know when the media really became our enemy, you can just ask David Rockefeller. He said, "We are grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazine, and other great publications whose directors have attended our meetings and respected their promises of discretion for almost 40 years. It would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we had been subjected to the lights of publicity during these years. But the world is much more sophisticated and prepared to march towards a one-world government. The supranational sovereignty of an intellectual elite and world bankers is surely preferable to the national auto-determination practiced in past centuries." That was 1994. Okay, so we have to really start paying attention to where we are and how we got here and whose fault it is, and that is our own. And I hate to say this, but I hope everyone's pretty aware at this point that there are not two parties. There is not a Republican and Democrat, not in any way that we would have imagined or a lot of our relatives that have passed away in past times had. We have a uniparty in Washington, D.C., a uniparty that is really controlled by a bunch of think tanks, a bunch of lobbyists, a bunch of foreign powers, including the CCP and other nations. They are controlled by a billionaire, trillionaire class, an oligarchy, an American oligarchy, elitist class that owns all of our politicians and selects them from the start. And until we stop dividing ourselves with the illusion of choice, which is all it is at this point, then we will never, ever be able to fight this battle, because they will keep us divided every way they can. And we really have to talk about who they are. And I think the greatest man that tried to save this country and end endless wars and end the banking system that was fraudulent and fiat can fight this battle, because they will keep us divided every way they can. And we really have to talk about who they are. And I think the greatest man that tried to save this country and end endless wars and end the banking system that was fraudulent and fiat currency, making them rich and us poor, tried to end a lot of the intelligence turning on us, the CIA and other folks. He warned us. "For we are all oppressed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on militarization instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has constricted vast human and material resources into building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations." He continued to say, "The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society, and we are as a people inherently and historically opposed to secret societies. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighs the dangers which are cited to justify it." And that was JFK, and they killed him because of that. So, first and foremost, for reasons of national security, when our government cites that as a reason not to tell the American people the truth, the only reason of national security should be if it is a danger to we the people of the United States, and if it is a danger to our homeland. If it is a danger to individuals that broke the law in our government, it is not for reasons of national security. It is called a cover-up, and the cover-up is always worse than the crime. We, the people of the United States, have been gaslit by a lot of things for many years, and we deserve answers. We deserve answers starting with what did happen to JFK, what did happen to RFK, what did happen to MLK, and what happened to Malcolm X, for a few. What happened? What happened back then? What happened in the FBI? When did they turn? Or were they always against us? Why was the Patriot Act allowed to be passed? The Patriot Act ended our freedom and our sovereignty as human beings and ended the ability for us to have private lives in the guise of a tactic called the War on Terror. I hope a lot of people know about the new rules that the Rumsfeld-Cheney entire group of people that decided that we would have endless wars and passed a declaration from the Center for the New American Century in 2000. They passed some kind of bill about endless wars and dominating the planet and the American people and our taxpayer dollars going to pay for this. And you didn't know about that, and that was before 9/11, and before 20 years of wars all over the world that we look back and can't really justify. All we know is we were propagandized into paying for them. And hundreds of millions of people paid the price for wars that never should have happened. We are the only nation that our military industrial complex contractors and Department of Defense contractors not only make money from we the people, just recently to the tune of $100 billion to the most corrupt nation on the planet and a war that started in 2014 under Obama, but those companies also trade on the New York Stock Exchange. So don't forget, who wins in any war that's really fought if it's not the bankers and the people who rebuild it? And if you go back to the beginning, you're going to see that the same cabal I'm about to talk about paid for every war, both sides, from the beginning of time. And again, we deserve answers on what happened in Las Vegas. We deserve answers on what happened to Seth Rich. We deserve answers on Hillary Clinton's laptop and her emails. We deserve answers on what was on Anthony Weiner's laptop that called to crimes against humanity, crimes against children. We deserve answers on Hunter Biden's laptop, and most of all, we deserve answers on everything they have on Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. These people were not just child and human traffickers. They were prolific, deep state blackmailers. And they did it for multiple countries, not just our nation. And on his first arrest, Jeffrey Epstein walked away with a slap on the wrist. And it's debatable if he spent one day in jail. And if he did, it was real cushy. But I'll tell you what came out in that he was an asset of the intelligence agencies. And yet he continued and continued. And you know what they say? He was running a $500 million a year blackmail ring. Who did he blackmail? I've talked to police officers from the first case, FBI agents, people all over. Before my channel from YouTube was axed, I put a lot out there, and I will tell you right now, there are leaders all over the world in America. He blackmailed, and they blackmailed, and her father before them blackmailed judges and politicians and celebrities and athletes and world leaders and oligarchies and billionaires and trillionaires, and they are blackmailed. And so how much of our policies, how much that went into action that affected we the people of the United States were because some scumbags were blackmailed doing things they shouldn't have been doing. And we the people in our country paid for that. So let me tell you something. I'm told that there are thousands of hours of blackmail that was seized from Epstein's four properties. And we the people of the United States deserve to see every minute of that footage. Now, we have to now start realizing that the one thing that we are losing more than anything is our individual liberty. What does that mean? That means that you get to live your life with your inalienable rights without the government infringing on them. And what is happening right now is that slowly but surely, under the guise of all these ridiculous, you know, decided rights, all these different rights that they put out that they claim they're fighting for, be it civil rights or gay rights or women's rights or whatever rights they say they're fighting for. You know what? Every time that they say they're fighting for some small group's rights, they're taking away more of ours. Okay? Big government is our problem. We can fire about 85% of those people and be a lot better off because we, the people of the United States, are the government. They have no authority over us. In the Constitution, it says that this is a republic by the people, for the people. And and that we have the authority, and that they need to get the consent of the governed. When is the last time you gave consent for anything going on in the swamp of Washington, D.C.? So I have some suggestions. I'd like to bring solutions. But before I get there, there's a slide that I'd like to put up. First and foremost, if you could put up the slide, I suggest everyone take a picture, look at it. It is at themelkshow.com under the Clay Clark Reawaken Event section under resources. It is created by a brilliant man named Ian Davis at iandavis.com. And when we all talk about the World Economic Forum, is very popular this week. I've been talking about them for years. They are not the front man. They are just the PR agency. And what I will tell you right now is that this is in full functioning form. We, the people, can reject it and stop it and destroy it. But if we don't know what we're talking about, then the Cass Sunsteins and Saul Alinskyites and all these people of the world and the fake news media will keep saying something that is absolutely provably true and is functioning on this planet, destroying the human rights and freedoms of everyone that holds liberty and justice and truth to be the most important thing to us and to our future and our children. They have usurped this nation. They are controlling this country. They are the multinational corporations, the public-private partnership, and, of course, the international banking cartel. I just want to briefly take you through what it is, and this is not for you, because anyone who listens to me knows this. This is for you to articulate to everyone else, because guess what? Right now, left and right, Republican, Democrat, black, white, gay, straight, Asian, Indian, Jewish, Christian, Catholic, we're all in danger, because on this slide, we all are the public, okay? We are the public to them. This is a group. They are functioning. We just saw a bunch of them in Davos, but Davos is not alone. We got Bilderberg. We got meetings all over the world. We got all of their lackeys. The UN is, in my opinion, the biggest fraud ever perpetrated on humanity and needs to be defunded and destroyed. We can do a lot better on world peace and helping poor nations if we have honest players in the game. And we don't right now, because developing nations that they claim to be helping have been developing from the day it was established and haven't developed at all. They've just sucked our money and gone into these countries, and they pretend. And then when they can't do it anymore, they put in a puppet and they turn that nation into a slave state, and they steal their resources and they never recover. And then they come to all the borders around the world begging for help because we stole it from them. So let me tell you something. So the public is at the bottom. Second are who we talked about, and they will not get away with it. I have to tell you, the criminal cartel that runs the fake news media is also owned by the public-private partnership. The people at Davos, the banking cartel, and the oligarchy billionaire-trillionaire class that own them all. So first and foremost, the fact checkers are fake. They're all the same people. They're all the part of the same union. Basically, they all align with a communist organization known as the Socialist Democrats of America. You know, they've changed the name and all, but it's communist. And guess what? At the end of the day, most of them probably don't even know what that means. At the end of the day, communism means that the elite trillionaire billionaire class are the only ones with money. So, you know, they want to keep like, oh, we want to have equal for everyone, equity, blah, blah, blah. That's not real. That's not true. No utopia ever succeeded. It killed 300 million people at best. You know, way more than that at worst. So that's second. The next thing is, and please look at where the national governments are on this slide. The national governments, as they function today in real time, are gatekeepers and facilitators for the global public-private partnership stakeholders. Okay? They are completely owned and controlled. And the problem with our elections starts before the primary, folks. Okay, they do everything they can. It's not the flaw and the nonsense laws they keep implementing and all of that. The system is broken from the start. Good people cannot get into even the primaries because they don't want you there. They don't want the books open. They don't want the status quo changed. The Uniparty has it going. And if you guys think that both people on left and right don't go down after work, down off of Capitol Hill and have drinks together and discuss their insider trading and their money laundering and what they're going to do next and what bill they're putting in and who's really making money off that, you are sadly mistaken. So you have to understand, next to that, and this is a long game, the scientific authorities, which would include the NIH and everyone that's been terrorizing us with propaganda, fake media, and you know what they're doing? They're instilling fear and panic and weakness. If you think what they're doing to our children in schools has anything to do with LGBTQ or them loving that those people, you are wrong. This is about chaos. This is about control. This is about creating a malleable, confused, easily manipulated generation to come that has no education, no skills, will not be able to rebuild this country, and will not be able to fight back if we don't fight back now. On top of that, are the people you should be looking at. They are the people that have more power in this nation than any elected official, including the president right now, until we fix that, which we will. They are the United Nations, the IMF, which is the International Monetary Fund. Their game is the worst, and we'll get into it. The IPCC, those are the people, Club of Rome, hear that? Rockefeller also. They are the climate cult or organization. World Bank, World Health Organization, phony philanthropies with bogus names that claim to be helping people when all they are doing is pushing communism and destruction and hatred and division under the guise of altruism. Then we got global corporations, which we'll get into them, and then NGOs. I hope everyone in here knows what an NGO is, a non-government organization. You need to know what they are. You need to look up which ones George Soros and the Open Society own or contribute to, because you will find that the oligarch of America, the oligarchy, we know who they are, every single one of these NGOs that is trying to destroy America from within, on the border, in our inner cities, claiming to be Black Lives Matter supporters or Antifa supporters, or they're supporting Human Rights Watch or all this stuff, guess what? There's 10 billionaires funding all of it. And that is a fact. And you go to influencewatch.org and you put in any single one of them and you're going to find the same 10 billionaires, foundations, and trusts that are funding them, including the Rockefeller, the Gates Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the, you know, we got the Open Society, we got the whole crew at Arabella Partners and all their wings, 1630 Project, New Venture Fund, Omidar. The same 10 billionaires are running this country into the ground for their own benefit. And on top of that, we have to be very cognizant. The World Economic Forum is a very dangerous organization. Now, the lie is that they're just a bunch of good guys getting together in Davos to plan the future. The truth is that Henry Kissinger, the acolyte and the creator of the One World Government, who was also funded by Rockefeller folks, and Brzezinski, his partner in crime, he actually recruited Klaus Schwab. When Klaus Schwab was at Harvard to start the World Economic Forum as an arm of this oligarchy billionaire trillionaire class out of Europe that would control foreign policy in Europe. That was in 1961, and guess what? It was funded by the CIA. So you think the World Economic Forum is for good? No, no, they're for their good. Agenda 2030, we get to the next one. Agenda 2030. Please look at Agenda 2030 and decode it. It is not about sustainability or better life for anyone. It is about them taking all of our natural resources, all of our freedom, all of our property, all of our rights, our children, and our futures, and our manufacturing, and controlling it from the top down, while they put us into 15-minute smart cities, track and trace, surveil us, and put us on scores and credit scores and make us sick, you know, and give us drugs through the border and guns and gangs with no law. This is not a good thing. Agenda 2030, before that Agenda 21, is the dystopian future that they're planning for us. And don't believe any of that upside down Luciferian language. Club of Rome is behind all of the climate change nonsense and the lie that the planet's overpopulated. The planet ain't overpopulated. The planet's overpopulated with people these people don't want here. And that's not up to them. That is up to God. And they are not God. The Council of Foreign Relations and the Chatham House are the two of the same things. They have more power than any government, and they are private clubs like JFK warned us about. You have to be invited in, and most of the media, the people that run the media, are part of that. On top of that, we have, obviously, the central banking cartel, and on top of that, the Bank of International Settlements, the original Rothschild Bank, the original debt slavery model, and everything that happens on planet Earth goes through that bank somehow and goes right back into their own pockets. And basically, you can take the slide down. What you need to understand is that our government right now is not functioning at all in the name of we the people, by the people, for the people. They're a bunch of blackmailed, money laundering, bribed, controlled puppets selected to orchestrate the end game for these people. The good news is just this past week, 10 to 15 million people were looking at the World Economic Forum and mocking them. And that's what we need to do. We need to laugh at these people. We need to mock these people. We need to defund these people. You do not need to keep funding the oligarchy, billionaire, trillionaire class. So this is where we get to what can we do. First and foremost, you got to get involved in your local community, and not just your local community. I mean in terms of buying, selling, growing food, starting businesses, starting manufacturing, getting into it. Take it home. Take it local. You can do that. Your state can do that. And keep pushing for that. But that's very important, and almost as important as starting to really act like the truth. The truth is that we, the people of the United States, are the government, and that the people that are elected and selected work for us. And the fact that they work for us should mean something to you, because if anyone in here is an employer of a small business or otherwise, do you hire somebody and then check in every 2 years? Because that's what's happening here. What needs to happen is you give your country, you know, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. I believe JFK started this battle, and we the people right now are going to finish it. But the only way we're going to finish it is if you spend 2 to 5 hours a week and you create a list of all of your local politicians, everyone. I'm talking school board, city council, mayor, election commission, county clerk, judges, sheriffs, and you make a list. They all have websites now, you know? And you make a list, you make a little folder, and go through and see what they're doing. Check on them all the time. You go through, see when they're voting and what they're voting on. Especially see if they've gotten any contracts for smart cities or for anything technological or track and trace surveillance in your communities behind your backs without you knowing. Check what they're doing, where they're spending your money. And you know what? I don't care that you know who they are. I care that they know who you are. And you start emailing them. You start calling them. You want people to say, oh, you again? This is how we have to treat our government, because they have lost their way and they need to know that we are the government. Because you know what? It was said many years ago, and we got to remember it now. When we are afraid of the government, we have a tyranny. When the government is afraid of us, we have freedom. And another thing we should really be pushing.
All right. Going back, and this is exactly what we've been saying for years here, everything she said, but she kind of had it all, you know, together in one big bundle there. And one of the things, too, about the CIA, remember, John Kennedy wanted to disband the CIA. He said that they were renegade, they were, you know, an entity within themselves. And guess who else wanted to disband the CIA? Ronald Reagan. And, of course, they tried to kill him. They didn't get away with it. But now Donald Trump, that was one of Trump's things. He wanted to disband the CIA. And, of course, this is why. In fact, here, Jerome Corsi just wrote how the CIA engineered the Russian collusion coup to remove Donald Trump from the presidency. How this? Here you go. This is by Jerome Corsi. You remember Jerome Corsi? The Navy swift boats, we had him here. In fact, do you remember John Kerry was on C-SPAN, and they asked John Kerry on C-SPAN years ago, what if you could attribute one thing to your loss to President Bush, what would it be? And you know what John Kerry said? If I could attribute just one thing, AM talk radio in Cleveland, Ohio. Yeah. And we had Jerome Corsi on this radio program, and we went after them. We talked about the Swift boat. We talked about John Kerry. We exposed all of that. And, of course, you know, here in Cuyahoga County, it was 1/7 of the entire vote of the state of Ohio. And so it's where he lost it. He needed that to win. But guess what? I actually got a call from the RNC telling me, we've got your back. Thanks. What do you think about that?
You should call them back and say, we need your back now.
Yeah, we need to get rid of the rhinos.
It's a completely different RNC today than it was before.
No, it's now today. But I want to praise the good Lord. We still have some very good people in the Congress and the senators, folks like Josh Hawley and those that still are standing their ground. And we have to support those people.
Yeah.
So here, as the FBI forced to disclose additional documents on their Crossfire Hurricane counterintelligence investigation, the Hillary Clinton-Russian collusion disinformation campaign is collapsing, making it clear that the CIA was at the center of the intelligence agency coup operation aimed at removing Donald Trump from the presidency. Newly released FBI documents make clear that the FBI had possession of but never examined the two of Seth Rich's laptops. Instead of examining the laptops on the FBI lab, the FBI turned the laptops over to the CrowdStrike. The Mueller prosecutors rallied upon a three-page forensic report that CrowdStrike prepared for the FBI, arguing Seth Rich was not the source who leaked the DNC emails to Julian Assange and WikiLeaks during the 2016 presidential election. The Mueller report blamed Guccifer 2.0 for stealing the DNC emails based upon a report first disclosed by the Washington Post on June 14, 2016. The story asserted that the Russian government hackers had penetrated the DNC computer network, gaining access to the entire database of opposition research on GOP candidates. In my 2020 book, Coup d'etat, Exposing Deep State Treason, I documented that Guccifer 2.0 hacked only the NGP van created by two Democratic computer experts, Nathaniel Perlman and Mark Sullivan. All Democratic Party candidates in 2016 used the same NGP van system to build their own voter and donor databases. That year, the NGP system operated out of Washington, D.C., and was used exclusively to manage donor contributions. The van system operated out of Somerville, Massachusetts, and was used primarily to manage voter data. The source of for the Washington Post story on June 14, 2016, was Sean Henry, president of CrowdStrike. A former head of the FBI cyber division, CrowdStrike was the cybersecurity firm the DNC hired to examine the hack of the DNC computers. In 2016, Google Capital, then known as Capital G, the investment arm of Alphabet Incorporated, invested $100 million in the then-startup company CrowdStrike. Eric Schmidt, the chairman of Alphabet Incorporated, is well known to be a strong supporter of the Hillary Clinton, an active donor to the Democratic Communist Party. And in 2016, while chairman of the Alphabet, Schmidt was also working inside Clinton's presidential campaign to organize his computer-driven get-out-the-vote effort. The DNC emails were kept on a separate server at the DNC headquarters in Washington. There is no evidence Guccifer 2.0 had any access to the emails concerning DNC Chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz. That WikiLeaks began publishing on Friday, July 22, 2016, or that John Podesta emails, boy, Podesta's a bad one. Him and his brother both were involved in that pedophilia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Emails and WikiLeaks begin publishing on October 7, 2016. Seth Rich, an IT specialist working for the DNC and the DNC headquarters in Washington, had access to the DNC server from which the WikiLeaks emails were stolen. The Mueller report clearly states on page 4 that Guccifer 2.0 was a fictitious online person created by the GRU, a Russian military intelligence. Well, I'm going to tell you, that whole thing. Mueller, corrupt. Everything about him was corrupt. There was nothing. I mean, I don't think there's anything about these people. Mueller needs to be, he needs to be with Merrick Garland and Chris Wray. They need to be in that filthy, dirty Washington, D.C. jail where the American patriot Christians are at today.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? We're coming up to a break. We'll be back right after this. And take your phone calls. The lines are now open at 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. The lines are now open. We'll be back right after this with more.
From your slumber, and the truth shall set you free. From out of Zion comes your Redeemer in the year of Jubilee. Oh, hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise Yahweh. From out of Zion comes your Redeemer in the year of Jubilee. Thou art my chosen, for I have called thee. Thou art graven on my hand, and I will gather all those who gather. They will possess their land. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, hallelujah, praise Yahweh. From out of Zion comes your Redeemer in the year of Jubilee. Out from the furnace, out of affliction, I have chosen thee, behold. And for your iron, I'll give you silver. And for your brass, I'll give you gold. Awake, America, rise from your slumber, and the truth shall set you free. From out of Zion comes your Redeemer in the year of Jubilee. In the year of Jubilee.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, way, hallelujah, hallelujah, way, hallelujah, hallelujah, way, hallelujah, way.
All righty, we're back. And, well, who do we have? All right, let's go to AC. AC, you're in the air.
Hello, Pastor.
Hello.
I got two quick things here. First of all, there's some false doctrine that's been going out from two major Midwest ministries claiming that the tribulation period does not begin immediately after the rapture, but will be days, weeks, months, or years after the rapture takes place. Jesus clearly taught that the tribulation period begins immediately after the rapture in a number of places.
1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and chapter 5.
Well, a number of places in the gospel.
So
this is misleading people, what these ministries are putting out. and they don't have a they claim to be pre-tribulation, but their timing is off as far as there's no delay.
I got a call 2 days ago from a fellow who was all upset because he heard some preacher on the radio saying that there will be no rapture of the church, and he was all upset, and so I gave him some Bible verses, and he read them, but he seemed not to be able to understand them, and so I went through it and I explained it, but you're always going to have this. You're going to have false teachings right up to the time the good Lord takes us out of here.
Yeah, yeah. The other thing is concerning balloons. If we go back in history, in World War II, the Japanese launched balloons over the West Coast with pathogens in them. So this could be, there could be a lot of reasons why these balloons are over our country, but there's a historical precedent for this.
I think it's a test run. They're seeing how we're going to react, and, if you keep, and I think John's right, I think that the bottom line is they'd like to shut down our grid. We reported more than a year ago what was coming out of China. The generals were saying that they were going to invade this country. And this has been going on, and we're, again, the opposition. The enemy's at the Pentagon. They're weakening our military. They're doing everything they can to weaken our military. And Joe Obama is owned lock, stock, and barrel by the Chinese Communist Party.
Well, and what the one general said when he was asked about these balloons was he didn't want to shoot them down because he was concerned the debris might damage property.
You don't believe that for a minute, do you?
Well, no, but the thing is, they could send anything over it with that attitude.
Yeah. Yeah. No telling what might have been. What's in that balloon, too. Okay. Yeah,
that sets a terrible precedence.
Yeah. I can tell you, if Trump was still in office, the balloon would have never come here to begin with.
No, it would never cross our airspace.
So,
yeah.
Because China would have had all kinds of things in their sky then if that had happened. Okay.
Contrast that with 1983, the Soviets shot down a Korean airliner, killing 268 people because we crossed their airspace. In 2001, a Navy plane actually.
We had a congressman on that plane, yeah. Who was on this radio, who was on, we had on the radio.
Larry
program.
McDonald or McDaniel. Yeah. And then 2001, a Navy plane collided with a Chinese fighter jet. It took an emergency landing on Hainan Island, I believe. They wouldn't let us fly it back home. We had to disassemble it piece by piece and made George Bush apologize for it. Hmm. And then we're just allowing these balloons to float over like it's nobody's business.
Yeah. Well, again, Joe Obama is owned lock, stock, and barrel by the Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Thank you, AC. Let's go to Steve. Steve, you're in the air.
Hey, Pastor. I just turned that half the clip on that you had there, MLK. I was like, wow.
She's a fiery little. She's a little woman, isn't she? She's very feisty.
Well, the funny part was, YouTube. It just seems to be my alter, my alternative. Go looking for things, but if you look for certain things on YouTube, and you might watch something, then you turn it off and turn it back on later the next day. Something always seems to pop up, and you probably have the information, but Jeffrey Epstein's list for 4 minutes and 41 seconds is on there, and somebody by the name of Stephen Colbert, and stuff that you probably already know, but it's already on there. But talking about balloons, I don't know if you heard the other one, but Canada's watching the second one, from what I understand.
Yeah, there's one down in Central America, too.
Wow, so why go over one area when you can cover a whole bunch?
Did you guys ever see the movie War of the Worlds? Where
I saw that, yeah.
It's almost like that's popping up now. We come in peace, the Chinese are telling us.
Yeah. Well, again, I think it's a test to see, they want to know how we're going to react. And so, There you go.
Spaceport that we have all the satellites out there. I mean, they're flying weather balloons, supposedly. They're flying balloons. Either there's something in there, or it's just another something like, hey, let's start setting something out. Because every time something changes, something has to be, you know, enacted. And, you know, there's not, for not having something happen without a reason, there's always something. And, of course, it's going to have the world, you know, the WHO or whatever reason. So, but you have all the info and just all the people listen to you. You're just Cleveland Talk Radio, you're the Hall of Fame. So, God bless you guys. So, have a good night. Take care.
Thank you. Thanks, Steve. Well, McTernan, you're one of the smartest guys in the country. What do you think about all that?
Well, Pastor Ernie, I was going to ask, who was that woman that was speaking? I mean, it was one truth after another. She was fantastic.
That's Mel Cage. She's a feisty little woman, a patriot.
I've never heard of her.
She's up on the internet. She has her own own website up there. Just look up Mel Kay.
But I've never heard of her, Pastor Ernie. And but wow, I mean, fiery and the truth. I mean, she laid the whole thing out.
Yeah, she did. But she had it ready. But here's the thing of it was, you know, she didn't have notes or anything in front of her. I was watching her doing this. She kept her eyes right on the people the whole time and just kept rattling on. No notes, anything. She just, that's the amazing part. And so, there you go. That's one of the things about her. So, you know, we were talking about GOP calls for congressional hearings for U.S. weapons Joe Biden left behind at Taliban. Remember, we were talking about this turn up in Kashmir, okay? A report from Fox News back in 2021 highlighted the scope of the crisis upholding in Afghanistan and Taliban in control of 75,000 U.S. vehicles, 200 U.S. aircraft, 600,000 U.S. weapons, $85 billion worth of military. And folks, believe me, if you guys think that the deep state didn't make a lot of money off of these weapons, and Trump knew that. Trump, I'm going to tell you, folks, this is why we got to support Trump. They don't want Trump. The CIA, which is behind so much of this evil wickedness, they know that if Trump gets in office, he'll find a way to defund. If they can't kill him, he'll find a way to defund them. But the whole, all of them, the CIA, the FBI, the Department of, they've all gone totally corrupt, haven't they?
Yes.
Okay.
Pastor Ernie, I'm wondering if the CIA was ever not corrupt.
You know, it's kind of weird with how he basically exposed just how bad it is. I think everybody has to, it forces us to actually look back in history and start thinking the same thing. I think the CIA might be horrible from the beginning. And you hate to think, you know, even think that.
Yeah, I think they were corrupted from the very beginning. Yeah. So, yeah, well, you could be right. 37 Democrats appointed to committees spearheading the Biden investigation. You know, now, but the thing of it is they're not, they're appointed to the committees, but they're not in charge of the committees. Praise the good Lord for that. This is one thing. Do you think, John, do you think we're going to actually, I know Jim Jordan is a firebrand. He's going to do everything he can. There are a few out there that I think he's going to help him out. That little Boebert woman.
Lori.
Lori. Matt Gaetz is strong. Gohmert.
Louis
Gohmert. There's a number of, there's, I would say, 20 Republican congresspeople that are worth their salt. What would you say, John?
Well, there's several in the House, Pastor Ernie. And there's a lot of new ones have been elected, so we have to
kind of let them go to see, you know, to prove themselves. But the Senate, I don't know, a couple, there's a handful in there, but that's about it.
Yeah, but yeah. All right, let's go out to Dallas. We have Sonny. Sonny is in Dallas. It's Sonny in Dallas. Hey, Sonny.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I just want to say that Ms. Sanders was spoken about. I heard all that stuff about 10 years ago, and it's now it's coming alive, coming to truth. I just want to say thank you. And I think it's time for us to start doing and changing things instead of just talking back and forth, back and forth, because we can do a lot of things if we all get together.
Sonny, we've been talking about this stuff for 50 years. 50 years we've been trying to expose this stuff going back.
Jesus Christ with us. Amen to that.
Amen. Amen. There ain't no quitting us. There's no quitting us. We're going to fight to our last breath, aren't we? Until the Lord takes us out of here.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're right. We've got to keep it up. See, what's happening is people have become so desensitized. Where is the righteous indignation? That's what we need. We got to have some righteous indignation. That's one thing I like about here in Ohio. with our Tea Party, you know, we got our rhinos and we got NOACA, the New Age, and the Agenda 21, but we have a very strong Tea Party to offset that. And little by little, we are pushing them back. And what we need, what we want in Ohio is we want a Governor DeSantis in Ohio.
Yeah.
This is what we're looking for.
Blessing.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And I can tell you this, if Jim Jordan was to run for governor, he would win here in Ohio, hands down.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Sonny. God bless, my friend. Okay, we're coming up pretty soon. How much time do I have there, Craig?
We've got about 7 minutes for the whole show.
Okay. John, would you like a lot of time tonight to give a real in-depth invitation to the people?
What happens, Pastor Ernie, once I start speaking, I don't know how much, I can't figure, you know, when you say you got 3 minutes, I don't know once I start.
So now, right now you got 6 minutes.
I got 6 minutes.
Yep.
Well, I might as well, Pastor Ernie. Well, you let me know, all right?
Yeah, I'll let you know when you get to the 3 minute mark and then the 1 minute mark.
And we'll get the countdown. All right. Well, first of all, just to share, Pastor Ernie, for the listeners, if they're interested in my soul winning brochures, they can go to mctbrochures.com. It's very easy, and they're there on PDF. And you can download them, and they've won all sorts of souls all over the world, especially the Healing the Broken Heart one, mctbrochures.com. Well, we've covered a lot of ground, folks, and like Pastor Ernie said, he's been doing this for 50 years, and the world is structured in certain way that it's corrupt, and it'll be that way until Jesus Christ returns. At his second coming, this entire system, the corrupt system, will be destroyed, and he will be ruling and reigning in righteousness. Amen, Pastor Ernie?
Amen. That will happen. That will happen, and the deep state's in for a rude awakening, aren't they?
Yeah, it's there is a day coming, just like he was born the first time, and he came in redeemed us through his death on the cross, he is coming a second time. So the thing is, are you prepared to be with him? It's not based on works. In fact, Pastor Ernie mentioned it earlier in 2 Corinthians 5, where he died on the cross and shed his blood. He was sinless. He did it voluntarily out of love. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So out of love, because God wants us to have eternal life with him, we rebelled, and he has to deal with sin. So the price was paid on Calvary by the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's up to us to agree with God that, yes, we are, we've sinned, and that we need a Savior from it to have eternal life. So anyone that recognizes that, anyone, God is no respecter of persons. He doesn't care how old, young you are, how rich or poor you are, male, female, where you're born, your nationality, your race, anything, doesn't matter. What matters to God is faith. That's what matters, and faith in Jesus Christ and his word.
3 minutes, John.
Okay. So if you are willing to, the word is called repent, and repent is absolutely essential for salvation. It means you're going to leave the lifestyle you're living, whatever it was, that's contrary to God's word. It would be turning from sin to Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and his word. And then it's followed up by confession, that you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. That means he died on the cross and shed his blood. God is willing to take you into his kingdom. And then you live a life by faith, and you live according to his word. He's willing. He will not turn anyone away. There's a famous Bible verse, for God so loved the world. That's everyone. That whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So it only applies, Christ's death only applies to them that believe, but it's available. And that, and when we go in the book of Revelation, we can see that people are there. They tell us why. It says, because you died and has redeemed us to blood, and you have redeemed us by your blood, every language, tongue, people, and nation. So it can be done, but it's an act of the heart by repentance, confessing Jesus Christ, and you will be in heaven with him. I think that covers it, Pastor Ernie.
Yeah, it does. And again, folks, the bottom line is, we say this all the time, but it needs repeating, is that the time will come when the only thing will matter to you, this will happen. There's absolutely no chance it won't happen. To everyone right now that's alive out there today, at some point they're going to die. And when that happens, it's the judgment. And when that happens, the only thing will matter to them is their standing with the Lord Jesus Christ. So do like the Bible says. Pray to the Father. Ask for forgiveness of your sins. Call on the Lord Jesus. Have him, make him the Lord of your life, all of your life. We're out of time. Again for tonight, and I want to thank you, Big John. You always do a good program out there, and
thank you, Pastor.
And Ron here too, and we know how old Ron really is now. We know his wife dropped a dime on him.
45.
Yeah, we are out of time again for tonight. So good night, God bless, and always
keep
fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.